Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, 2511.
2501. 2511-1901.
0037.
0037. 4319. 4319. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. And is this computeraidtechnology.com?
Well, LLC. I'm not, yes.
Oh, okay. Technology.
But on your mailing, you do have .com, yes.
Oh, okay. Let's fix that up here for you. So
Computer Aid Technology. Two words. Computer Aid and then Technology, LLC.
Computer Aid Technology, LLC. Perfect. Got it. And am I speaking with Early here?
Yes, you are.
All righty. And I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of information that I have on here for you. If you have any questions throughout, feel free. Are you at 9332 Annapolis Road, suite number 106, Lanham Seabrook?
Yeah, yeah, can you hold just a second? I have to answer this call.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Early. Just fine. Good. How you doing today?
Sure. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, when is the schedule? When is the schedule for today? What time? I remember him making it, but I forgot. So what time is before? Oh my God! No, we got to reschedule. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I left maybe a message last week.
I was looking forward to getting started so that we could get the windows going. Okay. Let's do the 8 to 12. Let me just double check my calendar. My calendar to 14. Yes, that's fine. Yep. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for holding for me.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
What's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
Yeah, my cell number, 301.
Mm-hmm.
343-4276. 4276,
you said?
Yes.
4276. All right, perfect. And what's a good email for you to have on file?
E-Taylor.
E-Taylor.
At catechdc.com. That's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple,
mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, H as in Hotel, D as in David, C as in Charlie.com.
Got it. E-Taylor at catechdc.com. Perfect. And so I assume the structure of your business is an LLC, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I mean, we've got a lot of different programs available depending on what your specific needs really are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for so I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. I have a daily loan.
Okay.
And I think I have a balance around $32,000 on that.
Sure.
And so I got this in the mail, so I just thought about it. I said, well, let me call to see what your rate would be on a 72-month loan. And right. I'm looking to hire a new staff, so I needed some working capital.
Okay.
And I wanted to see what it would look like maybe if I got either $75,000 to $100,000 on your plan. And so I wanted to know how your plan works. And
sure. Okay, so you were looking for how much once again?
I don't know, probably anywhere between 75 to 100,000.
Okay, 75 to 100. All right, and then you said this is going to be used for hiring new people, so payroll.
Working capital. Make sure I had capital on hand.
Yeah, it's a working capital program. So it would be for hiring new staff, for payroll. What other things are you planning to?
Well,
okay, so that's strictly what it's for.
I want to pay off the $32,000 too.
Okay,
pay that
so
off.
Got it. So you want to consolidate your loan as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that current loan in a bit. So if you were to get this $75,000 to $100,000 right now and you were to hire that new staff and get going, what do you kind of expect in return? An increase in sales by how much or, you know?
Well, I think I can probably do an increase in sales of at least $50,000 more to my, you know, within a year's time.
Okay. Increase sales around $50,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. And then when were you really looking to do this by? Just kind of as soon as possible, or?
Yeah, as soon as possible. You know, I already interviewed a person. Mm-hmm. I was looking to at least get them started by the first of the year.
Oh, okay.
But December, first of December.
So. Sometime December. Okay, perfect. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think I'm somewhere in the middle. So between around 630, somewhere 615.
Somewhere around 630, okay. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales? How were sales for you last year?
Sales for me on last year were around $150,000, $160,000.
$150,000, $160,000, okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you on track for this year?
I'm on track for. Hold just a second. I got a 12-month average of $23,000. So I guess I'm on target for.
You're on track for, you said around $23,000 per month?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Very nice. That's a big increase from last year. What'd you do differently?
Well, you know what? You know what's in there? Probably the $30,000 for that loan is in there. For the loan that I got.
Oh, okay. Got you.
That's probably in there too, because I deposited. I'm just looking at my bank account. My bank account has a money map. And it gives me a 12-month average.
Right, right, okay.
So I'm probably right around $200,000.
Okay, right around $200,000. That's a pretty solid increase. Did you do something differently from last year?
Oh, well, my customer base has been picking up.
Very nice.
I got a big sale for hardware for $56,000 from one of my clients.
Wow.
So, you know, that went all profit now. So, you know, still overhead in here for the cost of the hardware computer. Yeah, so, that's enough.
Right.
But
it's just sales, not profit, right?
Yeah, they're just sales.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks a little different when you show the profit side, huh?
Right. Yeah. Well, but still, you know, there's a good cash flow. So, that's what I look at.
Good.
I look at cash flow.
Very nice. And has it just been spreading kind of word of mouth, or have you been doing some sort of advertising?
I do advertising. I've been advertising and word of mouth. I've been working. I do what we call managed services. So I have customers that I put on the software, and I put it on their computers, and they pay me monthly for the service.
Okay. Very nice.
So I've been bringing on more customers. So I have, you know, and those customers' monthly sales, you know, with businesses has been you know, been picking up. So by me putting on another person, I can start handling more of that business and putting on more small business. I don't do large enterprise companies. Good. My eye is set is on doctor's offices, lawyers, churches, small businesses.
Gotcha.
Which is really most of the businesses anyway. So.
It is, exactly. Just so I kind of get a clearer picture here, what exactly do you guys do?
Okay. I provide maintenance service contracts for small businesses on their computer networks.
Okay.
You know, I sell antivirus solutions.
Uh-huh.
I have remote management, so I provide help desk desktop support.
Gotcha.
I provide backup services for those same customers who I have on my network.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I give those same services to residential customers also.
Very nice. Okay. So you have a pretty spread out customers. How long have you guys been in business?
I started the business I did an LLC in 2007. That's when I went full-time. But I actually started business in 2000. But I was part-time. And I wasn't really, you know, doing a lot. But 2007 is when I say I really got it all going, and things been going since 2007.
Right. So the business itself has been going since 2000?
Yes. My name, yes. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. And have you already kind of been shopping around for financing, or are you just kind of getting started?
Well, yes. I you know what? I just got a call. I just got something in the mail today.
Sure.
I just called that company. And so then I had took your letter and set it on top of my desk.
Uh-huh.
So I really wasn't trying, you know, the daily has been doing okay. I mean, I've been doing daily loans now for the last, I guess, been 2 years now.
Okay, good. So the working capital loans work out well for you then?
Yes, right. Okay. It worked out well for me.
Sure.
But, you know, like the loan I have right now, I'm paying $109 a day, 5 days a week.
Right.
So, and I just got into that loan about 2 months ago. The one before that was $99.
Gotcha, okay.
So, and that paid off the last one because I can go 6 months and then get a new loan. So,
right.
But I only got like 10, 20, 20,000. You know, last one was 25,000.
Right. Okay.
So now I'm looking at, okay, if I get 75,000, 100,000, I'm paying $2,400 per month right now.
Right.
For the loan that I have.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what if I turn that in half? I got the money to get my new hire, paid off the old loan, and what if I took that $2,400, turn it in, cut it in half?
Right.
Pay $1,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Got the money in the bank. Got the money in the bank for working capital for my new hire.
Right.
And then, if I needed to double up on some payments, I can make the pay it off earlier. But
right,
you know, that's my cushion.
Gotcha. So you want to? So your goal here today is mostly to consolidate the current loan that you have and net some additional on top for your new hire.
That's right.
Right.
Have a cushion. Okay. And have a lower payment than what I'm currently paying.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
All right.
But see, the only thing about the payment that I got, it'll be over with and 12 months, 12 in a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So versus if I get more capital and find a loan that's you know, that would meet my needs. I just got the phone with a company, and I really liked what they had, but they said my score was short by 5 points, so they're going to try me back.
Oh, no kidding. And, what company was it?
That company was Smart. Smart Biz.
Smart Biz. Okay.
You heard them?
Yeah, I believe so. And what did they end up giving you some sort of approval, or did they tell you that they wouldn't be able to work with you?
Right, they said I couldn't for right now because of my credit score was short by five points or something like that, and they five points.
Gotcha. Okay. So,
but I like that loan. They gave me a loan where I could get $100,000 for $1,123 a month.
For $1,123. And how long did they tell you that loan was going to be?
10 years. It's over 10. It would be over 10 years.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Very long term.
Right. But, gotcha. You know, I'm going to pay it off before that. But
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I like the long term, you know, just in case.
Right.
You know,
just so it gives you, yeah, it gives you some room to work with. Are they the only ones that you've inquired with right now?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's all.
Okay, good.
And they told me, they did the credit, they said it was, well, I don't know how true it is, but they said that it doesn't reflect my credit by them doing a check.
Doesn't reflect your credit?
The credit check that they did because it was... Yeah, soft pull.
Yeah, it's soft pull. Okay, good. We do a soft pull here as well. So tell me about the current loans that you have on the business right now, so I can get a little more detail on them. See how if we can pay those off.
I only have the one loan.
Okay, so that's the only loan that you have out right now in the business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who's that loan with?
I'm gonna get that for you right now.
Sure.
Rapid Advance.
Oh, okay. Definitely heard of them.
You heard of them?
Yeah, definitely heard of them. What was the initial loan amount with them?
The first one I had with them was this is my second one with them.
Mm-hmm.
The current one?
Yeah.
I'm logging into my account again. I'll tell you.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. How's the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Funding date, amount sold, 21 transaction. Hey, Johnny, this is Nicole. Third payment. I guess looks like I got a balance of
$26,308.
Yeah.
All right, that's your current balance, right?
Yeah, let me just. Beginning balance 26,000. I know I paid that much already. Okay, yeah, 26,000.
So 26,000 is the current balance on it. But what was the initial amount that you borrowed?
The initial amount that I borrowed was $25,000.
$25,000, and then the total payback they told you would be how much?
32,750.
32,750. Okay. Initial payback. All right, and then what's the daily payment that you're making on that again? Sorry.
109.17.
109.17 per day. Excellent.
5 days a week. So that's like 300 payments. Yeah, 300 payments.
It's a 300 payments.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Question for you now. Since you were looking for $75,000 to $100,000, if we're unable to get you $75,000 to $100,000, what's kind of the minimum amount that you're looking for?
Minimum amount would be pay off this loan.
Okay.
And to get me $32,000 more. So my minimum would be about
somewhere around 60.
Yeah, 60, yeah.
Okay.
60 would work, yeah.
And get $30,000 on top, okay. Okay, so, based on everything you told me, you are pretty much looking into our working capital program. We're looking for somewhere between $75,000 to $100,000 is what you want, but we're looking for at minimum to pay off the current loan, get that consolidated for you, and try and net around $30,000 on top. You want to use the money in order to hire some new staff, get the payroll going, and consolidate that loan. You said that sales are probably going to increase around $50,000 per year if you were to get this extra person. And we're trying to do it as soon as possible. You want to get them in here by December 1st or January 1st at the latest. Credits around 630, you said, so we're somewhere in the middle here. Sales last year, $160,000. This year, you're around $200,000, so it's a good increase in sales. Been in business for quite a while, about 16 years now, and you're the 100% owner of the business, and you said that you had an offer from SmartBiz, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
SmartBiz, okay. And then we have a current loan out with Rapid Advance with around $26,000 is your current balance, paying $109 per day, and that's still continuing on. You said this was a 12-month?
300 payments.
300 payments. Okay, whatever 300 payments is. And, based on all that, it's definitely in our working capital program. So what I can do for you right now is shoot over an email to the etaylor@catechdc.com with the required documents that I'm going to need. I'll go ahead and tell them to you right now, but I'll also throw it into the email. What we're going to take a look at is probably something similar to what Rapid Advance did. We're going to take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements for the business. And we're going to take a look at the most recent tax return for your business. And then there's also going to be a one-page application that I'm going to send to you in the email. You know, just kind of has general information about the business and ownership and things like that. And then after that, those come into me. Right when those come into me, I'm going to shoot them over to the underwriting department. And then usually within 24 hours, I'll have some sort of feedback for you on what kind of options we're going to have available.
So how do your loans go? Well, you know, tell me a little bit. You know, one thing I like about SmartBiz, I mean, the guy was right up front, you know, like telling me, okay, this is what we can do. So I was calling to kind of see what kind of program, what do you offer?
You're trying to get some sort of kind of ballpark.
What kind of rate on your you know, they gave me a rate of between one point to the next, you know.
Right. So
you know, and they didn't say okay, depending on your credit. They just said okay, you know, here's what it costs.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to be able to give, I'm not in the underwriting department, so I'm not the one who actually puts the terms together, but I can tell you that our rates and terms and everything differs based on what you look on paper. We can range anywhere between a 3-month program to a 3-year program on working capital. And as for rates are usually somewhere in between 10%, and they can range all the way up high depending on, you know, the term and what you're looking to do with it and how the credit looks and the overall health of the business. So to give you an actual idea of what numbers look like, I wouldn't be able to do that without any documentation or official documentation, rather.
So let me just play with some numbers, okay? Because
sure.
I'm not going to go through that. You know, I'm not going through that. If I'm not going to go through. So if I got a three year.
Sure.
Let's play with some numbers, and I'll tell you if I want to do it or not.
Okay.
If I did a three year, just
mm-hmm.
3 year, say if I got the $60,000.
Yeah. Say you got 60.
Okay, and let's say I got your 15% interest rate.
Sure.
What would be my payment? What would be my payback? My payment per month.
So on a $60,000 loan, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on $60,000, and we said at around 15%.
I'm just throwing that number out there, yes?
Sure, if you're throwing that number.
That was in between. You said your rates go between 10% to what? To 10% to what now?
10, and then it can range all the way up to, I've seen it at around 40-something. So, yeah, it can really range depending on how you look on paper. But for the 15% on a $60,000, you're looking at...
If it goes higher than 15, I'm not going to do it anyway. So, let's do the 15%.
Yeah, okay, so at 15%, that's $9,000 on top, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me do this for you real quick. 32,
750. So I think you're working, your loan, your company works similar to Rapid Advance.
Similarly, yes. Similar. Yeah.
Right.
So... The total payback on that would be $69,000 on a $60,000 loan at 15%. Now, to give you a little idea, what you currently have right now with Rapid Advance is 31%. I don't know if you know that or not.
But I'm not looking to get another one of them kind of loans. I'm looking to get a loan that's like SmartBiz. That's why I called you. So
exactly.
I'm not looking to get a loan like that again.
Right.
No, I'm not looking for that.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to know what you was offering.
Right. No, I completely understand.
Yeah.
Well, with SmartBiz, when you're telling me that they have a 10-year loan, we don't have that 10-year loan option.
Okay. All right. Well, there are options that, you know, I can pay off any time. So I can pay it off in 3 years, you know.
Right.
Whatever. So.
Right.
So, but no, I'm not... I'm quite comfortable with where I'm at with Rapid. Okay, I'm not really looking for any money. I'm just only doing it if I find the right type of loan, So, what your company offers, I already know is not what I'm looking for.
Uh huh. Because you're not looking for working capital.
I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that type of loan, though.
Okay, you're not looking for a loan similar to what Rapid had.
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I thought Rapid treated me good. I'll just stay there. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm fine with that.
I completely understand. But what kind of term or rate were you really looking at? Just so I kind of have a better idea here if we'll be able to consolidate it or not.
Not like what you got right there. I'm not looking to go that route. That's not what I'm looking like. SmartBiz, I'd rather wait until my credit go up. They're giving me a rate of 6.25 to 7.25.
Right, but that's
so
gonna.
I'd rather just wait 3-4-2 months, you know, and try to get my credit and go with them
until it goes
up.
And that's gonna.
That's the kind of loan I want. That's the kind of loan I want. I don't want the loan like I got with the daily.
Right.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Gotcha. Okay. And so term length is not an issue for you?
What do you mean term length? What do you mean?
Like you know how these are pretty short term loans usually? Go ahead, sorry.
So you're gonna do the same thing that I'm currently with for Rapid and all these other hundreds of customers, people who are calling me.
The type of loan you mean, like the payback and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Payback
you mean,
and all that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
I'm looking for a regular conventional
you know, loan, like you go to the bank and you get a loan and you know, they put you on a plan and you get so many years. Like,
gotcha.
What Smart Bid just offered me was they offered me a loan for up to 10 years to pay it off, no penalty for prepayment, you know, at 6.25%.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for.
But that's, is that going to be a collateralized loan?
No.
They're doing it with no collateral?
No. They didn't say nothing about that. The only thing they said, they just said my score didn't make it, so call me back in 30 days.
Gotcha. No, but I mean, are they going to hold up collateral in order to give you a loan like that? Will they tell you, okay, you have to put up your house up or your car up?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They didn't say anything about that, so I don't know. What that.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So, he didn't say anything about that, so.
Yeah.
But in that case, you know, I'll just kind of like just stay where I'm at, or finish paying off the one I got with Rapid and redo theirs again in a few months and get the additional money that I need.
Yeah, the Rapid.
I'm trying to get out of that daily. I'm trying to move away from that. It's been beneficial for the last year and a half, 2 years for me, but I want to get away from that.
Okay, so a daily payment is something you're not interested in, right?
No.
Okay. Would a weekly payment work out for you?
No, I'm not. Like I said, the kind of loan I'm looking for is the one that's going to give me that long term, but yet I have a choice of making it shorter at 6 to 7% loan, just like I do if I were to go out and buy a house or buy an automobile.
Right. So like a 1 year loan or a 2 year loan is probably too short, you would say?
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I mean you don't want to even try and consolidate the Rapid Advance loan?
No.
No.
Not with this type of loan.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Well, I mean it really just depends on your turnover and how everything works out for you. I mean, if the daily payments are a burden and they're kind of pushing down the business, then yeah, I completely understand if you're trying to get out of the working capital loans entirely. But if you're trying to you know, go back with Rapid Advance after paying this off, like you're saying, we do offer, I told you, I think in the beginning or not, but we offer a match or beat policy on those. So for the working capital loan, we definitely would be able to give you the best term and rate. But for the term length, like with Smart Biz, where they're giving you 10 years, that I know that we will not be able to do with the working capital. Our working capital loan goes as high as 3 years, and then that's usually about the limit right there.
Right. Well, I don't know what they're offering, but that's what they put out there. So I'd rather wait a month or two and see what happens and do it, because I'm okay. I'm just trying to put myself in a better position.
Yeah, you're doing okay right now.
My cash flow is good. That's all I'm doing. Yes, I'm okay.
You're just trying to make it a
little bit
better.
I'm just trying to put myself in a better position. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't know, if you don't call, if you don't ask, you don't try, you don't know. So.
Absolutely agree with you.
I received your mailer, so I thought I would call in and see what your program was like.
Absolutely, and I completely appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. How about I shoot you an email? You can take a look at it. You know, you can check out our website, reviews, whatever you want, and then I'll give you a call back in like a couple of weeks and see if anything had changed for you. Would that be all right with you?
You probably won't try in about the first year. Not a couple weeks. Ain't nothing gonna change in that much time.
Oh,
a
couple months.
I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna wait on Smart Biz and see what they do.
Yeah. Okay, perfect then. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you, and I'll follow up with you in a couple months, all right?
Okay, all right, have a good
one. All right, Early, thank you, man. Take care.